Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for March 25th, 2020. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. Well, implementation of the Phase 1 agreement continues, according to the Department of Agriculture and the U.S. Trade Representative's Office. With more, here's Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue.
I think China, in the technical aspects, is doing what it needs to do to prepare to fulfill their commitment.
In a news release on Tuesday, the two announced continued progress on the implementation of the agriculture-related provisions. Among the recent actions, both countries signed a regionalization agreement in the event of the detection of the pathogen avian flu or also Newcastle disease in a particular region of the U.S. China will still allow U.S. poultry exports from unaffected areas. U.S. beef producers, for the first time since 2003, will have access to nearly all beef products in China. A group of agriculture organizations are calling on Congress to expand the Department of Agriculture's borrowing authority under the Commodity Credit Corporation, the CCC. The group says that Congress must act now to make sure that the CCC has the authority and the funding to assist farmers and ranchers facing serious cash flow challenges during the coronavirus pandemic. The letter addressed to both the Senate and the House leaders reads, "Farmers, ranchers, and the supply chain that support them will not let Americans down during this unprecedented crisis, and they're asking the same of you." The organizations say millions of producers will need help with cash flow given the rapid and unanticipated decline of commodity prices and also the likely closure of ethanol processing plants. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey has the National Weather Service outlook for the entire country for the first week of April.
It looks like even as the country remains effectively on hold due to the COVID-19 emergency, spring is going to come into full swing in late March and early April. We are expecting above normal temperatures virtually nationwide, maybe a pocket of colder than normal conditions in the Pacific Northwest. But again, rest of the country expecting unusually warm weather as we head into early April. Now, probably the best piece of news agriculturally is a lot of areas of the country are going to start drying out a bit. We are expecting much of the country to see near or even below normal precipitation as we head through the March 31st to April 6th period. And for the Midwest, that's particularly good news as we do expect to see some drying with that warm weather and below normal precipitation. Wetter than normal areas from March 31st through April 6th, just a little bit wetter than average in the Pacific Northwest. And we also may get some much needed rain across the deep south from Texas to Florida.
American Farmland Trust Tuesday announced a fund to help farmers affected by the coronavirus crisis. Announced on National Ag Day, the fund will award eligible farmers with cash grants of up to $1,000 each to help them weather the current storm of market disruptions caused by the COVID-19 crisis. This is Inside Agriculture.